But our of today's message is submitting to God. We will find the passage in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 12. Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took him with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servant, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, "Abraham, father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here." Isaac said, "But where is the land for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the land for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." And the key verse for today's message is found in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 7b. "I have come to do your will, my God." Again, "I have come to do your will, my God." Hebrew chapter 10, verse 7b. And this time, we will hear a message from our pastor, Pastor June, with the title, "Submitting to God." Greeting to the congregation. And some of us last week were absent and have attended the revival service in Houston. And 3 weeks ago, I have shared with you and have shared with you also things about listening to God's Word. And last week, we the servant, Andy, has shared to us with the clock of God. And the key verse is in Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 7b. "I have come to do your will, my God." This is the affirmation of the role of Jesus Christ. But when we read this, this becomes our desire to serve the Lord. We have been praying, hoping that we can become a valuable instrument for God. That's very good. And our youth has attended the youth camp, and they returned. And they have now participated in many of our services, especially the one that sing for praises to worship each Sunday. And we have been encouraged how we can become more like Jesus from our speaker, from our retreat. And so, after the revival service from Houston, many of us would like to become better servers for the Lord. But when we return to our normal life, and how long will those desires continue to be in the mind of those attending those revival? I remember one person, he is selling fish from his shop, and he wants to improve the condition of his sales. So he had to make a sign to advertise about this business about selling fish. So he put together a sign like this: today we are selling fresh fish. Maybe everybody will come to buy fish. But someone passing by and they commented to him, "Well, you have been selling not fresh fish." So he feel maybe he just erased the word fresh from the sign. Here, I'm selling fish. And so when they look at this sign, some people say, "I already smell some smelly of the fish." And so he deleted the word here. So now it's only fish, selling fish. So somebody walking by and said, "Well, why do you say you sell fish? You don't sell anything else." And so the only thing on the sign now is fish. You delete everything else but the word fish. And some people coughing by, "Well, this place only sells fish, nothing else." And so we just take away the sign. Maybe that reminds my and yours. Once we attended the revival service from some bar, well, we are wishing that we have to make something that make a sign for ourselves. I hope that we can make a sign for ourselves. So we submit everything to God. Maybe that's a sign that we should make for ourselves. You agree with this something, but people walking by our life and saying, we do not make ourselves approved to God. So we do not ask anything. We have to submit everything to God. But many times when people are saying, "Of course, we have to submit to God, not to anybody else." So we just delete and ruin the remaining sign. Submit everything. And maybe our situation is difficult now. Well, maybe we just submit 30% of ourselves. So we do not say submit everything, we just submit. And somebody said, "This person, not only he used his head and not his heart." That means he has a thought of submitting. Well, let's not do it anymore. And all these burning fire within our heart after a revival will certainly die down. It will require us to have a true submission. And through the story of Abraham has been called to sacrifice his only son. And from this lesson, we will learn how to submit to God. Let's pray for guidance. Please help us, Lord, so we can understand how to submit to you. Not just because our feelings, that we can live just for a short time for you. But our life must belong to you completely. May you use your word to train us, to teach us, that we can come close to you to tell you, "Dear God, I will come to do your will." May you help us, Lord. We lift up this hour before you. May you teach us, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are a few things we will think about together, learn together this morning. And how do we submit? Your submission to God begins with listening to God. Verse 1 says, afterward, God tested Abraham. He says, Abraham, here I am, be with me. Well, there is a word of God telling the voice of God, talking to Abraham. Abraham said, here I am. And verse 11, the voice of the angel said, Abraham, Abraham, here I am again. Abraham relayed. When he called, Abraham answered. I hope that we can also listen to the voice of God. When God calls us, we will say, here I am, Lord. Well, when Abraham was born, he did not know God. He worshipped idols from his culture, from his upbringing. And he was the enemy of God. He doesn't know God. We were before, did not belong to God. We live in the way of opposite to God's will. And James has a recognition of God. And so Abraham was regarded as God's friend. But Abraham was as a fool. We have the same favor as Abraham. We have been regarded as children of God. Comparing, we have the same situation to Abraham, the same love from God. But look at how Abraham submitted to God. Not for a particular moment, but submission is a lifestyle for our whole life. From when Abraham was called, he answered to his call that he knew that he was chosen each day. Abraham began to be familiar with the voice of God. And this is something you and I must listening to God's voice. When God's call, we can answer, here I am. Abraham is saying with us, there were witnesses. So Abraham was just like us. In many situations, he took the matter into his own hand. That did not rely on God. When God promised, I will give you a son. And when he was 75, and his wife 75, 10 years passed, nothing happened. Well, his wife said, why do you sleep with my servant? And in under 11 years, and saying, Hagar give birth to a son, Ishmael. So, Abraham has a moment of weaknesses just like you and me. But we can wait on the Lord. But dear congregation, when we did not hear God's voice, as Abraham has paid a dear price. And so he almost lost his wife. When he slept with Hagar, now his life turned completely upside down. When the life did not follow God's way, things start to go downhill. If we do not have a relationship with God, it's difficult for that person. How can we say to God, here I am, Lord? So in our life, we cannot talk to someone if we don't have a relationship with that person. And we have to have this relationship closely in order to talk to that person. The same way with the relationship with you. God said, whoever have ears, hear the word. So God is still waiting for anyone to have a relationship with Him. When we learn about the priest Eli, but during the time Samuel was in the temple, Samuel heard God's voice and he responded. There are certain things that prevent us from hearing God's voice, that many of our habits continue to prevent us from hearing God's word so to us. When I was keeping my grandsons, and sometimes they watch TV, they play games, or with the phone, I call them, but they did not hear my voice. And even their parents called them. They call and phone, but they did not respond. Didn't they hear the voice? Yes, they hear the voice of the parent. But they did not respond. But because something else is taking their focus. Your life and mine, son, it's not that we do not hear God's voice, but we do not pay attention. The busyness of life cloud out, drown out the voice of God. We ignore God's voice because our priority is not there. So God has a soft voice to us. Well, we have a tendency. If we attend some revival service, we need to have a speaker, well-known speaker. And so it's not very special to hear our pastor week in and week out. We need somebody special. But Abraham only practiced one thing. To listen to God's voice so he can answer, here I am. There's a person in Poland in the World War II. Somebody gave him a Bible. And so he opened his heart to accept Jesus Christ. Then he sent his Bible to his friend. And those friends read. And they become Christian. The only one Bible during that time, there are 200 people coming back afterward. Many years passed. And the person came back. There are a church of 200 person. And so we went back. Can you read for me a few verses? The person asked. And the believer. Do you want us to read a few passages or the whole book? You can remember the few chapters. That church only has one Bible. So, because they have only one Bible, they read to each other and they learn it by heart. So, a person can read the whole book of Psalms. And so everybody in that church understand and know well the Word of God, even though there's only one Bible among 200 followers of Christ. We have so many activities in our church. Do we have the ear to hear God's voice? Whoever have ears, let him hear. The voice of God still with me. The second point, Abraham expressed the submission to God by means to act according to the will. In verse 2, take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there to burn offering on a mountain I will show you. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took him, two of his servants, and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out to the place God had told him about. When God hears Abraham's word, he has to take an action. And the key verse, my God, I have come to do your will. We have been called to do God's will. But with this relationship, do we have enough kind of submission to say to God, my God, I have come to do your will? How many sons do Abraham have? Two. One is Ishmael, and another, Isaac, son of Sarah. But God said, take your son, your only son. He is the second son, right? In the eyes, Ishmael is counted as a son of Abraham. But in the choosing of God, Isaac is the only son of Abraham. God might consider the effort at Abraham with Hagar, as a blessing from God. But God promised Abraham a son, especially a son from Samuel. And 10 years passed, nothing happened. And when he has Isaac as his son, Abraham was already 100 years old. But when God promised, God would deliver. What will happen if Abraham takes Ishmael is our son? So Abraham can sacrifice Ishmael, right? No, God did not want that. But Ishmael cannot take the place of Isaac. And from there, we know the descendant of Abraham will give birth to our Savior. And this son, I will establish a covenant with Isaac. When he was 99 years old, I will establish a covenant with Isaac, the son born to Abraham by Samuel. And the following year, Abraham gave birth to Isaac. And the Bible tells in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus said, return to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and return to God what belongs to God. What belongs to us come from God. And whatever from us come from the parents, or from our own hand we build up. Some of us could not come to the temple to worship. But he said, I will bring the offering from my money to make up for my absence from the worship. In the Bible, God said, gold and silver belong to me. God does not want our money to buy a very beautiful place of worship. But he wants us, our body, as a temple that he can live in. So God wants to receive what God gives to you. Give the only son to offer to me. Bring the only thing that God gives you to offer to God. Because Ishmael cannot take the place of Isaac. The submission of attitude, is it pleasing to God now? God give us the wisdom to deal with our situation. In the story back in 1990 in India, and there is a war between the Muslim and the people following God. And in that small town, there was no peace. And some of the Christians have been killed. And the pastor talked to the people. We, the believer, we need to go away from here. And after the war is dying down, we can come back and worship. And almost everybody listened to the pastor and left this town. But there is one youth, when they return, when the war is over, and everybody now return back to the town, he said, "You are so coward, why did you leave? I'm staying here, nothing happened." And everybody thought he's a hero, because he remained, he dared to remain among the persecution from the Muslim. And somebody asked him, "What did you do to be standing up among the Muslims that fight and hated the Christians so much?" And he said, "10 years, nobody know that I'm a Christian, dear congregation." He was counting on the fact that he is hiding his faith, and that he was using his own intelligent to hide to see. He thought that that's a wise, and everybody else he looked down on. People have ran away. Everybody else knew them as Christian, but the one remained behind. Nobody knew he was a Christian. And even God does not know this person who was left behind, who remained there. Is our life the same way? We are being put in the situation among the town that we live here so that we can proclaim the God's name. We can offer anything else but our own self. When God called Abraham to take your only son as sacrifice, do use a firstborn, he will lead to the place that God is in. So, in the early morning, Abraham listened and put a donkey, and God will ask him to go to the mountain of Moriah. Why does Abraham have to go 3 days travel to go there? But God wants to see the degree of obedience in Abraham. So, God wants us to pay the kind of price to be of value, and then that's the kind of price that we have to pay to follow Christ. What happened if he did not come to Moriah, to that mountain that God chose for him? Maybe Abraham would not see a sacrifice prepared by God there, a lamb. So Abraham and only his son Isaac will have to go there, to the place God chose. He did not, God let Sarah come. The two servants did not come with them onto the top of Moriah. And so on the fourth day, he told the two servants, "My boy and I will go over there to worship, and then we'll go back to you." And Abraham obeyed completely God's command. because Abraham obeyed God. He walked by faith with his son to the place God chose for him. Which mountain does he go? He must go to the mountain that God chose for him. But this is the only mountain that God wants Abraham to go. And he did obey. We do not know our future. But faith is something that we need to please them. And so when they come to the mountain, he saw the mountain top. He left the two servants. He put on top of his son the wood, then walked toward the place. That mountain top requires faith to go there. And on top of that, Abraham will see a sacrificial lamb that God prepared for him. And so, David wanted to build the temple, but Nathan said, David, you will not build my temple. We might think that I can do this and that for God, but no. We could not do anything of our own effort or our own will. Only do what God requires of us. David was ashamed of his own. Who am I, Lord? David said. Who my family? Who am I? That now God filled David a palace for him. But Abraham had now down to David as a covenant of God to build the kingdom through the descendant of David. We do not have to worship in loud noises to draw attention. The Lord will move us to do His will according to the Bible. God will move us to do and will the will of God. I come to do your will, my God. And Abraham took the wood and put it on his son. And both of them went to the top of the mountain. When Isaac asked Abraham, it caused Abraham difficulty. He said, he asked, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb of burnt offering? And with faith, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. Abraham doesn't know how God will provide, but by faith, he told his son, God will provide. And at that point, when they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on the top of wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Isaac, about a youngster, about 17. But Abraham tied his son. Can you believe he carried Isaac and put it on top of the wood? 99 years old. So, How I can answer in you? Isaac listened to his father's instruction to obey God. So Isaac gave the obedience to Isaac also to listen to Abraham, to submit to his father, to be put on top of the altar along with the wood. And then a knife was about to be used to kill his son Isaac. And Isaac did not run away. But God provided to Abraham that God wants us to see that our faith that we have in God must be tested. And sometimes we tell God, dear God, I could not do it because of my situation. Abraham left the submission to influence even his son. To be quiet when Abraham tied him up, and he knew that he would be used as a burnt offering. There's a person named Thomas. He was in a smaller church. He teach the Sunday school. He did not have any relatives. And one day, he passed away. There is another person in the governing board. Look at a person who attended the funeral of Mr. Thomas, who was a Sunday school teacher. And so, this person in military uniform was there to pay a tribute. And so this person was there under the raincoat when they put the gasket down. And then this person bowed down to even to greet somebody like a king. And so this member of this board was looking at this person and wondering, who is this person? He was surprised. And after the ceremony, he asked this person, I'm going to tell you, do you have a relationship with this Mr. Thomas? Because I knew this person has nobody of relative, the person. But I when I was a youngster, he was my Sunday school teacher. But because of his patience and his meekness, he has influenced my life at that time. I want to come here to pay tribute to Mr. Thomas. The submission to God will influence others. Our submission of Abraham has influenced the life of Isaac. Nobody witnessed what Abraham did in the secret place on top of Mount Moriah. But God does know his faith. Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham is a, I am here. That means, I am here, ready to do your will. Abraham is a, here I am. Now, the angel said, I know you fear the God now. And that means Abraham had passed the test. It's not that God knew doubt. God knew Abraham. When he was called out of the land of Uz that he's from, he listened to God from his faith then. And when God called Abraham, Abraham always said, here I am. And the obedience of Abraham is obvious. And so God gave him a big favor that he supplied a sacrificial lamb on that mountain in place of Isaac. God knows that the blessing from Abraham will flow down to all the nations, like God has promised, because Abraham submitted to God. In our submission, we have an influence in our own family. The grandfather of Mr. Charles Stanley said like this. He said something like this. If God says, run your head through a brick wall, you take out running and God will put a hole there when you need it. Because God will cause that to happen. Do you believe that? Submission is all about. That will encourage you and me through this word of God. That with faith, God will supply. There is a person named John Kenneth Galbraith. In his autobiography, Alive in Our Times, illustrates the devotion of Emily Royal Wilson, his family housekeeper. It had been a weary day, and I asked Emily to hold all the telephone calls while I had a nap. Shortly thereafter, the phone rang. Lyndon Johnson was calling from the White House to John. But he told the housekeeper not to take any phone calls. On the phone, Lyndon B. Johnson said, this is Lyndon Johnson. Get me Ken Galbraith. Let me talk to Ken Galbraith. Lyndon Johnson talked. He is sleeping, Mr. President. He said not to disturb him. Well, wake him up. I want to talk to him. No, Mr. President, I work for him, not you. When I called the president back, he could scarcely control his pleasure. Tell that woman I want her in the White House. I tell that woman, I want her here in the White House. Determination. Does God see our submission to him? I want you to be part of my church. I want you to be in my kingdom. Is our submission sufficient for God to say that? May each one of us with the key verse, my God, I have come to do your will. My God, I have come to do your will. May the Lord bless you. May we say to God, my God, I have come to do your will. Once again, my God, I have come to do your will. Hebrews 12, verse 7b. Well, thank you, Lord, for your love that you have accepted us. We're thankful because you have chosen Abraham. We're thankful because Abraham became the patriarch of Israel. And now we belong to the church established by the Lord Jesus Christ, descendant of Abraham. There is so much busyness in our lives. And so other things like entertainment, the desire of our own flesh, has prevented us from submitting us. And sometimes we are visited by the Holy Spirit, we feel very high hope of being more valuable to you. And sometimes we are afraid of our responsibility. May we look back at the story of Abraham so that we can say, "Here I am, Lord," just like Abraham has answered the Lord. May you mold us according to your will, Lord, that you have put us in a place to serve you, and you entrust this responsibility to each one of us. May you use your word to remind me and my brother and sister here how to submit to you, Lord. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.